Hello, this is your friend James Taiwo from World Outreach Evangelical Ministry, broadcasting from Trumpet Media Podcast. Now, I want to ask you a question. When God has not answered your prayer, what should you do? When God has not answered the prayer you have been praying about, what should you do? Yes, definitely nobody wants his prayers unanswered. We want God to answer our prayers. That's why we pray to Him. The scripture says that we should bring our petitions to God. If we are praying and we have not received an answer, what should we do? I'm not talking about the reason why those prayers have not been answered. Definitely there have been some reasons, which in another podcast we'll talk about. What should we do when God has not answered our prayers? We have two options: to be depressed, to be downcast, or to be spirit lifted, to be happy and rejoice. Naturally, we tend to be unhappy. As children of God, we need to encourage ourselves not to allow the flesh to rule our spirit. We should allow the Holy Spirit of God that lives inside of us, we children of God, to rule our flesh. So when the flesh wants to misbehave, when the flesh wants to act in contrast to the spirit, then our spirit will suppress the feelings, the activities of the flesh. So what should we do? We need to reassure ourselves in the word of God. We need to read the promises of God from the scriptures. The Bible says, those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Studying the scripture means you are waiting on God, because you are refueling. You are refiring at the same time. You may not feel it immediately, but things are happening in the spirit realm. You are becoming a stronger individual, a son and a daughter of God. And one more thing we need to do when things have not been going the way we want it, we have been praying, we have not received those answers, is that start to praise God. It is not all about what you get, but it's about what God can do. You know, you might be asking for a penny and God has a pound to give you. The Bible says He makes all things beautiful in His time. When you ask God to do something for you, trust me, God is not deaf. He hears you. He will answer you. The Bible says He makes all things beautiful in His time. He will answer you. He will meet your need. He will show you His loving kindness. The Bible says with God, all things are possible. Please let me pray with you. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, for this my brother, for this my sister, at the sound of my voice, that the Lord will raise you up. The Lord will inspire you. He will stir up your spirit mind, that you will be strong when the enemy expects you to be weak. You will be happy when the enemy expects you to be sad. Your faith in God will be stronger than ever before. You will not be moved by what we see. You will be moved by the Spirit of the Lord. I pray that the Lord will give you the encouragement that you need to pick your Bible and read. Read the promises of God. Read from the book of Psalms. And even read the songs of praises and sing songs of praises unto the Lord. I pray that the Lord shall meet you at the points of your need. Your testimony shall come. And you shall sing the songs of joy, songs of victory, songs of testimony. And the name of God of heaven shall be praised over this individual, my brother and my sister. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It is well with you. Shalom.